Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for October 6th to the 12th, 2016. As Palestinians warn of ongoing Israeli escalation in the West Bank, a Palestinian was killed, more than a dozen others injured in attacks targeting Palestinian communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bilayn, Na'lin, and Annabi Saleh in central West Bank, and in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum. This week, protests were in solidarity with hunger-striking detainee Bilal Kayed. He is on hunger strike for more than 2 months. In Kfar Kaddoum, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Moreover, troops' tear gas damaged the electricity grid in the village. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bilayn and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. At the nearby Annabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. Palestinians warn against current Israeli actions in the occupied Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, preparations are underway for internal municipal elections. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Member of Palestine Liberation Organization's Executive Committee Hanan Ashrawi called for an international intervention to prevent Israel from further escalation on the ground. Ashrawi dubbed Israeli settlement plans in the occupied East Jerusalem illegal. She referred to an Israeli intention to erect 5 police posts through Arab-Palestinian neighborhoods. She further noted that Israeli occupation authorities have been stepping up actions across areas classified as Areas C in the occupied West Bank. Among those measures is uprooting hundreds of olive trees belonging to Palestinian residents of those areas that fall under Israeli security control. On the internal Palestinian level, leftist Palestinian groups, including the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and others, have asserted on the need for holding municipal elections. In a joint statement, those factions believed that such elections are an important step towards ending political division between rival Islamist Hamas Party and the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Municipal elections are scheduled to be held by October this year in Gaza, West Bank, and East Jerusalem. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Amirari in Gaza.
This week, an elderly Palestinian man dies after being rammed by an Israeli settler in the West Bank. Meanwhile, in Gaza, 8 workers injured in a tunnel accident. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian old man died after he was run over by an Israeli settler near the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Wednesday. 85-year-old Musa Salaman was riding his donkey and herding his sheep when he was hit by a motorcycle driven by an Israeli settler. After the incident, the settler fled the scene. Also on Wednesday, 4 Palestinians were injured when Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Amari refugee camp in the central West Bank city of Ramallah and clashed with local youth. Troops responded by firing live rounds and tear gas. All 4 injured were hit with live gunfire, local sources reported. Earlier in the week, 9 Palestinian civilians were injured on Tuesday at dawn when Israeli soldiers invaded the Dehesh refugee camp in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Israeli forces stormed the camp, searched homes and opened live gunfire at protesting youth. Also this week, Israeli soldiers, accompanied by military bulldozers, invaded early on Tuesday at dawn the town of Sebastia, north of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and demolished a restaurant and a porcelain workshop. The Israeli army claimed that the constructions are located in Area C under full Israeli military and administrative control. Moreover, a number of Israeli military jeeps and bulldozers invaded on Tuesday at dawn Umm al-Khair village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron and demolished five residential sheds. Umm al-Khair, a small Palestinian Bedouin community, was built by the residents under funding from the European Union. Israel is frequently trying to displace the villagers in order to expand illegal nearby settlements. In the meantime, Israeli forces conducted at least 70 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem this week. During those invasions, troops kidnapped at least 44 Palestinian civilians, including three children. In Gaza, eight Palestinian workers were injured on Wednesday morning as a tunnel they worked in collapsed on them. Local sources said that the tunnel is located in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip. The workers sustained light to moderate injuries and were moved to a hospital for treatment. Since Israel implemented its siege on the coastal enclave in 2007, the tunnels at the Gaza-Egypt borders became the main source of much-needed food and medicine for the 1.6 million Palestinians living there. For INC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 6th to the 12th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.inc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Ashmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.